Hello and welcome to the Creative Human Podcast. I am Vanessa Farino, your host. So as you know, this season is focused around the creative admin organization that I have because I myself had been an administrative professional for over a decade working with CEOs, founders, and C-level executives at tech companies here in Boston that are VC-backed. So we did an event in January, which was called The Power of Admins, and we had some amazing guest speakers. And you might have listened to our podcast episode last week where we had interviewed two of our honorees for the 2018 Assistants of the Year. We are now going to shift to talking to our board advisors for creative admin. These are professionals who are thought leaders in our industry, who are paving the way for our careers, who have just really dedicated their lives to helping improve with development and workshops and education and policy. I can't seriously tell you enough about these professionals, and I'm so honored and grateful for their mentorship and guidance and their friendship. And I've known them for a couple of years. So to start off, our next episode is going to be interviewing Lucy Brazier, and she is the CEO of Marchin Publishing. She's the publisher of Executive Secretary Magazine. She's an international speaker, an expert on the administrative profession. Lucy, welcome and thank you so much for your time.
Ah, Vanessa, it's just such an honor, really. Whatever you need, I'm delighted to be here.
Lucy, what has 2020 meant to you? It's meant so many different things to people, but if we can get a little personal, what did that mean to you? What was that like?
It's been a strange mixture, actually, Vanessa, in that it meant that I got off a plane. So I had time to regroup and to sit back and to take stock and to work out what I wanted to do moving forwards. And in a lot of ways, it's been very good. The power of pause. On the other side of things, it's been insane. I mean, we moved to Spain, which we've been wanting to do for about 5 years, right in the middle of putting on two new events. And we've opened an office here. We've taken on six new people. And, you know, it really has been quite an extraordinary year for growth for the business. But it's also given us an opportunity to reach out to so many more of the world's assistants, because when we do conferences in person, we maybe have 150 people at each one, whereas with these now, we're over 1,000. So we're able to, through events like this, remain connected with a lot more people than we were before.
Amazing. Are there any trends that you've seen dramatically change prior to 2020 in the administrative professional industry?
Oh, gosh. I think there are three main changes, actually, and they go back to probably 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. But it's interesting to look at because the things that happened 10 years ago are all happening again. And I suspect that the last recession is the nearest thing that we can compare the situation we're in now too, albeit that obviously COVID is a lot more serious. But, you know, 10 years ago, it's worth remembering that when Lehman's went bang and they got rid of a load of assistants initially, they then went, holy cow, what did we do without them? And hired you all back again. And then they got rid of middle management instead. And then they came to you and said, will you please pick up some of the things that those guys were doing? Because we obviously don't have them anymore to be picking up all that stuff. So you have about 89% of you, I think, now doing events, and you have 53% of you doing HR and a whole heap of you who are doing finance and marketing and all those other things. But the other thing to learn from that period of time is that many of you were thrown all sorts of things to do that you weren't doing before. And the same is happening now. I'll come on to that in a moment. The second huge change, of course, is the fact we're in this fourth industrial revolution. And that means that AI is all over the front pages of the press, and they keep talking about how you're all going to disappear. And I'm sure that Bonnie will cover, when you talk to her, the fact that the Bureau of Labor has not not got enough categories for assistants. And therefore, when they're looking at the assistant role disappearing, they're looking at the ones of you that are purely transactional, the ones of you that are doing tasks, rather than the ones of you that are senior and strategic and actually have a role to play in producing bottom line performances for your businesses. But AI should be something not to be scared of. It's amazing. I think really all the things that we can now do within our businesses so fast because of artificial intelligence, you know, I don't know, just as one example, how many of you have found Otter AI yet? But for me, I'm in the middle of writing my book by playing the course that I've recorded into my phone, and then it is just transcribing it for me. But I know Vicky will tell you also that we can do that on Dictate as well. These are just some very small examples of AI, but it just speeds things up. Expensify, Receipt Bank, you know, the things that are just taking away all the boring parts of our job and allowing us to get on with doing the things that we should be doing to add value to our executives. But then the third thing, obviously, is COVID. And I obviously recognize that for many, many people, this has been a truly tragic time. For assistants, I think they're falling into two camps. They're falling into the camp which is utterly overwhelmed by the amount of work that they have on. And therefore, what happened 10 years ago is being repeated. The middle management are being put on furlough or asked to go home for a little bit, or they're being let go of, and the assistants are being asked to pick up their work. Please learn from it. And this time around, make a note of the additional things that you're doing so that when you come to your performance review, you're able to talk about the things that you did and why actually you've taken on so much more and you deserve the recognition and you deserve the recompense as well, you know, the additional remuneration. But on the other side of that, I'm seeing assistants coming to me and saying, oh, Lucy, I'm so scared. I'm really scared because I don't know what I'm meant to be doing. I have no clue what I'm meant to be doing and nobody's telling me, and therefore I don't have any work. I don't feel like I'm visible. And I think they're going to let go of me because I'm just superfluous to requirement. What I would say is that your executives are out there currently really just in a totally unprecedented situation themselves. They don't know half the time what they're doing and they are fighting to save their businesses in some cases, and where that isn't the case, they're trying to look after you and make sure everybody's okay and make sure that business deals go through in the way that they should do and new products are put in place and everything else. So when you come going, I really don't know what I'm meant to be doing. Can you tell me what I'm meant to be doing? They go, whatever it is we pay you to do, go do it. We don't have time to sit and explain that to you. So please understand that you guys are the chaos tamers. Your role in all of this is to take this utter chaos that we're in and to introduce the process and procedure that is needed to get us through it. And there is a real value to being the voice in the room that has that expertise. Because believe me, those of us that are CEOs or C-suite or whatever would rather stick pins in our eyes than do that stuff. We want you to show us how to do it. We'll come up with new revenue streams, new ideas. We'll get out there and face the rest of the world and do what we're meant to do. But the people who actually put the stuff into place that means it happens are you. So think about it. What can you bring to the party? Is it about putting together research for your executive? Is it about doing briefing documents when they're going to see clients or looking around at what other businesses in the area are doing and informing them on that? Be the one that is coming to them and telling them rather than waiting for them to come to you and tell you what you should be doing. Because right now it's the proactive assistants that if you step up, which you shall and you will and you must, your executives will turn around after this crisis and say, we just don't know what we did without you.
Thank you, Lucy. We do have a question from Denise. She's asking if you can please give some tips on how to initiate communication with their team in order for them to know what to do.
I would suggest that you're looking. I would suggest that you're reading everything and you're looking at where you can add value and where you can take on more responsibility. And then you are suggesting ways in which you could help. Because you will see very clearly if you're sitting in on leadership meetings or if you're reading your executives' emails or if you're watching what the communication is coming and going, where there are ways that you're able to add value. And then you're able to say, can I help you with that? Almost metaphorically, I think, have a pile of papers in front of you, which is the thing that your team need to get done, and put them into two piles with them. one of which is the stuff they're going to do and one of which is the stuff you're going to do. Just make sure you're part of the mix rather than sitting on the outside going, ah, I don't know what to do.
Thank you for sharing that. Lucy, where do you see the changes happening in 2021, given 2019 and before, right, was different than 2020, and but we're seeing the same trends as 10 years ago also come back at the same time. How do you see that morphing into 2021 in the future? And, you know, how do you ask assistants to or administrative professionals to have a, I don't want to say a thick skin, but somewhat of to continue to pave through, right? Because we're all paving through, along from doing our day-to-day, we're paving through for our industry.
You absolutely are. And I think it's so interesting that this evening you have the producer and the directors of this new documentary, because I read that article with so much interest, because we are hoping, please God, in 2021 to close that circle and to finish the work that was started. There is an amazing, amazing new initiative that is coming that's been 6 years in the making. It started with a piece of research back in 2015, which has continued. And we are just about to release to the world a skills matrix, which is a global framework for the way that career progression should happen within the profession. And the reason we put that together is because the World Administrators Alliance, which is the equivalent of the G8 for the industry, and is made up of the leaders of all the associations from across the world and some of the other really strong leaders, decided back in 2015 that actually the way to turn this into a proper profession was to make sure that across the world there was a clear path to career progression. And we did all sorts of work on it with job titles and job descriptions and threw them out the window, because the job titles piece is nuts. It's 162 different job titles that we've got, and that's before you start looking at them in translation. And obviously every assistant has a totally different job description. You can have a different job description to the person sitting next to you, but in reality, they all look pretty much the same and just have that line on the bottom that says, and anything else we might like to throw at you. So that kind of didn't work. So we then went back and decided that actually what we were going to do is to put five levels in place, with number one being entry level, people just coming into the workplace, and number five being a chief of staff, and then everything in between. So level two is basically a transactional assistant, somebody who's purely doing tasks. Number three is transactional plus strategic. And number four are people who are autonomous and purely strategic. And alongside each of those different levels, we have the skill sets that are going to be necessary for that level. And underneath that, there's a separate matrix, which has got the kind of tasks that you can expect to be doing within each level. Now, on the surface, that sounds interesting, but what does it actually do? Well, A, it means that people who are entering the profession will see that it isn't a job, it is a career, and that you can move up the tree, and how you get there step to step to step. One of the pieces of research that we did showed that the executives don't know what they're hiring for. And therefore, it means that they're going to be able to look at it and go, hey, you know what? What I need is a number four, a level four assistant. And they know then what you're capable of, because that's the other thing. 62% of you in our last survey said you had no, that you were feeling underutilized and that your executives didn't know how to use you. So this is going to mean that they can look and go, well, I've never thought that we could use our assistant like this. But actually, if this is a global document which is getting rolled out, then we're missing a trick here. And in fact, all the HR departments I'm talking to are saying, please, as soon as this comes, can you send it to us? Because we're looking at how we do this within our companies. But it also means no matter where you move in the world or in your country or even in your town, everybody should understand what a level three or a level four or a level five assistant is. So it makes it far more easy to attach job titles and to attach remuneration to the career progression. So to me, this is a total game changer. I think if we get it right and we roll it out globally, it could be what finally closes that circle with what they started 40 years ago with this movement we're talking about this evening. And it's about time, right?
Absolutely. It's beyond time. And I'm so grateful for the work that you're doing behind this. I know when we connected, when you had mentioned this to me, I almost fell off my chair, because it's one of these things that I know I'm almost positive every single assistant has thought about it. Like, where is that handbook where it tells us, where we can show them in black and white that, you know, we're not making this up on our own, that there's so many different levels, or even for us to have better boundaries? Because, you know, I think our profession is not really good at creating these boundaries. Our roles are so unique, which makes it so hard. But I think with having this, you know, this formula behind that, you've done so much work with so many other people globally, you know, we thank you in advance for all of your time, at least from, you know, our community, because I know that's going to be super helpful. And we want to be able to help you make sure that companies understand that there is that option, and look at what is already on paper and how we can help assistants and others, you know, feel valued, understand boundaries, know where there's growth, you know, maybe they want to have a change, you know, as time moves on, whether it's, you know, they want to go from 4 or 5 or 3, people have options, right?
They do. And to me, what's so exciting is for 10 years working in this industry, I have watched assistants struggle to voice what they're trying to achieve to their HR departments and to push up. You know, and Bonnie's doing amazing work in this area, you know, connecting with Sherm and making sure that they really understand what's happening in the profession. But taking this document and taking it to the top level so it cascades down instead is what is going to change this profession. Because we can push up all we like, but what happens is HR say we're benchmarking because they've talked to everybody else, or they've brought the out-of-date data that Bonnie talks about, and they don't understand. So this document hopefully will be total clarity. And please God, this time next year, we'll be having this conversation going, it all changed.
All of it. I'm so excited and looking for it. Thank you again. We really, really, really appreciate it. And we're looking forward to having you on our board and, you know, to the future of 2021.
Thank you so much, Vanessa. I'm looking forward to working with you guys too. Thank you.
Thank you, Lucy.
So there you have it. Those are the thoughts and experiences of Lucy. We will be launching a more in-depth episode with Lucy in the upcoming months, which we are so excited to be actually recording live in the upcoming weeks. So Lucy is based in Spain. Her schedule is super, super, super jam-packed, just like our other advisors, but we are grateful to get into a deeper dive to getting Lucy, to understanding Lucy on a personal level. So stay tuned for that episode as well, and we will see you next week, where we will be interviewing another of our board advisors for Creative Admin. See you then.